Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
Hey, welcome back. Our number two. Got a couple things that I want to talk about. First of all, just so you'll know, just to give you a little scoop, they're having a meeting over at the local sports station, 790 Dunn. They're going to do all gambling. 560 will be all local. Morning and afternoon shows will stay. They are rebranding. No more 560 The Joe also on there. So if I get any more scoops, I'll keep you updated on what's going on the crappy station locally. So there you go. They are, and they could be firing somebody today. Just telling you, don't want to see anybody lose their jobs, but there you go. A couple things. First of all, Frankie Fresco, thank you, sir. A little love on the super chat. And he said that Arizona did the same thing with Rosen. Yes and no. In theory, they are doing kind of the same thing. But in reality, Rosen is nothing like Tua. And Tua has proven that he can be a good quarterback. But you've got to put him in the right situation. You know, yesterday, I get it. He made two brutal mistakes, but he was able to bring you back. And very good quarterbacks to great quarterbacks have had those kind of moments where you make mistakes, and then you've got to correct them and try to bring them back. And he did his job. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the kind of team that can complement him. You know what I mean? So it's a different thing where we never really saw, like, what you saw from Tua yesterday. You never saw it from Rosen. You would see the interceptions. You wouldn't see the comeback. So that's the difference, where you have some tangible evidence that Tua actually can do the job for you. Again, I think the Dolphins have done a fantastic job of polluting the waters and creating an atmosphere that feeds off of people not believing in Tua. Rob, also a little love on the super chat. He says, as Chris Rock once said, a man is only as faithful as his options. And right now, that's how the Dolphins are acting. I agree with that. Bus to Live, also a little love on the super chat. Thank you, sir. Or ma'am, I'm not exactly sure. It doesn't matter who we bring in. Coaches don't know how to utilize players, period. Exactly. And that's my issue with all of this, is that I think you don't have the right coaching staff right now. Maybe Flo could be better if he had the assistant coaches. But right now, Flo's a disaster. Folks, please don't forget to smash the hell out of the like button. It is very important that you smash the like button. We got well over 700 yesterday likes. It is super important that you smash the like button. And remember, if you want to make a donation, which we always appreciate on the Super Chat, but remember, Cash App and Venmo, the show gets 100% of the donations. On YouTube, they take 30% of the donations. So Cash App or Venmo, the address is Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. If you want to get in on Cash App or Venmo, Cash Big O Show. Ohio John, thank you on Venmo. And Ohio John writes, in just 7 games, Ross has watched this fan base go from excited to frustrated to now almost apathetic. No asses in the seats at the stadium. We are the Lions of the AFC. Tua may be the casualty of a desperate move, but always remember Ohana. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, Ohio John. Thank you, my friend. Very nice of you. Appreciate it immensely. Just frustrating, man. It's just frustrating. That's what it is. DJ Gallagher, also a little love on the super chat. He says, change of pace for a second, GM. It's funny, I never thought I would be happy to see commercials for on-air online personality, a double play plus Cash App. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, man. It's just, It's just like we're in this vicious cycle. And I thought we were going to get out of this damn cycle. It's rough, man. It's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the worst part is fixing this. And I just don't feel like the Deshaun Watson situation is going to really fix everything. If you don't fix that line, you're going to trade for a guy that you're going to get him, you know, killed, basically. And he's had a couple of injuries too. Brooklyn Rob says, you sure he still wants Miami after seeing what terrible coaching we have, seeing a terrible O-line, seeing unreliable receivers, seeing no running game? Maybe after one season in Miami, he wants out. Well, I don't know. But, I mean, listen, Watson makes bad decisions off the field all the time. So the fact that he wants to come here is kind of, it's baffling, isn't it? Right? Because unfortunately, my favorite team is not a good organization. Like when a player says, I want to go to the Miami Heat, dude, I get it. You know, that's a hell of an organization. They've been winning for over two decades. They've won multiple titles. They've gone to the playoffs out of Riley's 25 years. What is it? 20 times, probably 21. They rarely miss the playoffs. I mean, it's a damn good organization. It's a great organization, the Miami Heat. It's one of the best organizations in all of pro sports, period. End of story. It's not up for discussion or any kind of debate. You get all five pro leagues in this country, and the Miami Heat are one of the 10 best organizations in the last 25 years. So I get that. But why would you want to join the Dolphins? I don't get it. I don't get it, man. And also, and listen, it's not like I don't want a great quarterback here. I want a great quarterback here. I think we got a kid that can be a great quarterback for you if you actually, like, you know, took the time to build around him. And you don't build around him by putting four young linemen that are not experienced. That makes zero sense. So that's not attempting to do it. That is a failure because that's not a good plan. Big O, how would you feel about McKenzie taking over GM responsibilities? Dude, I'm not worried about the personnel side. I'm worried more about coaching more than anything else. I don't believe personnel is that bad. I don't believe every player is that bad. That tells me this is bad coaching. That's what I'm watching week in and week out. Bad coaching. So right now for me, flow is the biggest problem. Dude, Thomas, I get it, dude. You're constantly texting here on the show that you don't want Greer. I get it, bro. I got your point already. I understand we're going to have a difference on there. I don't think Greer is the big problem here. I think Flo and a lack of a staff is the major problem here. And I don't think Flo is handling situations very well, because Greer has nothing to do with the way you've mishandled the Tua situation. It has nothing to do with the way you can't find an offensive line coach. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's the one that wanted young offensive linemen there. He got rid of the veterans. And he's the one that created the mess with the offensive coordinators. And then he lied about it to make it an even bigger mess. So I'm sorry, dude. I have a bigger problem watching X underperform and Byron Jones and Jerome Baker, along with the young players. So I see veterans that are underperforming. He's the guy that got rid of Bobby McCain. He's the guy that got rid of Kyle Van Noy, not the GM. What the GM made, what the GM, where the GM has screwed up is that he gave his coach way too much power. And so now, even if they both come back next year, what is it, for one more year? Eventually, if you give this guy that kind of power, and it, you're not going to take it away from him, so it's probably going to end up costing Chris Greer his job hiring Brian Flores. So, Marino is nothing but a trophy for Ross to showcase. What do you want him to be, Chuck? What would you think? Or do you think Marino wants to be anything more? I'm missing something in that statement, Chuck. Either you're in la la land, or you just, you know, really don't understand what the hell's going on. Which one is it? I'm not sure. Because if you're assuming that Marino wants power and he wants to be a GM, you couldn't be more wrong, dude. And once again, just because you're Dan Marino doesn't mean you're going to be any good at anything in personnel. Not exactly sure what that means, but let me explain something to you. Dan is probably incredibly happy with the role he has because he has a life. Then he can walk in, walk out whenever he wants. He's not tied to any meetings. He doesn't have to scout 100 guards. None of that shit. Because he doesn't want to deal with any of that. I'm not exactly sure what that comment meant. But Dan Marino is incredibly happy being a trophy. Okay? He doesn't want to be a personnel director, a general manager, a coach, a quarterback's coach, an offensive coordinator. I'm not sure what this means, but I'm just telling you. He's not in Ross's ear. Chuck, he's not in anybody's ear. He's just hanging out. Talk to one guy, talk to a coach, whatever. That's what he is. He's fine, dude. Being, you know, addressing the big sponsors and shaking hands and kissing babies. And he's fine with that. And that's what he should be. Let's not throw Marino in this mess unless he throws himself in this mess. And if we find out that it was Marino that wanted to, then we can, you know, start to include him in this mess. But as long as we know that he doesn't make any decisions anyways, Dan's fine where he's at, bro. Leave him alone. He had a great career, gave us incredible moments. Unfortunately, we didn't get him that title. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not supposed to support quarterbacks, right? Because that's the attitude we're supposed to take. Tua deserves this. He needs that. Well, so did Dan Marino. Why do you think there's no titles in the Dan Marino era? Huh? Why do you think that is? Because they didn't give him a defense and a dominant running game. Kind of like John Elway. Amazing. John Elway used to get his ass kicked all the time with Sammy Winder. Wow, you get him a defense and Terrell Davis. Damn, support. Holy shit. I didn't know support could help out a quarterback. I thought quarterbacks were supposed to lift everybody all the way to the title. With no help. We need to pay for top-tier coaches. We literally need it at this point. Jeffrey, you got to first find them. Paying is not the problem, dude. Money's not the... This isn't the University of Miami, my brother. Okay? Money's not the issue here. It's not that they're cheap or anything like that. Has zero to do with it. So I'm not sure what that point was, but that's wrong. It's called competence, finding the right coaches. They just have not been able to find the right coach. They can't find him. Marino, I'm sure, didn't want Tua. I don't know. I have no idea what he wanted or didn't want. And by the way, it doesn't really matter what he wanted or didn't want because he doesn't run the organization. So it doesn't really matter what he wanted or didn't want. Maybe Watson thinks he's LeBron, who thinks he can go to a clown organization and turn around. I know, like he did last year when he won four games with a bad organization. That's my point. The Dolphins are bad. Watson isn't making them good. All of a sudden, he's Cam Newton at Auburn or something. No, not this. This isn't the SEC, and this is not college football. This isn't college basketball where Danny Manning can carry an entire team to a title. This is the NFL. And Watson is not going to do anything here except help him win four games. Leon Fresco, thank you for a little love on the Super Chat. Why would Ross want to make Finn's national political lightning rod? Can't sell jersey of your QB and gut your team for future. Hire Daboll, build staff. Tell you, man, it is a screwed up situation. Screwed up situation. And as I played earlier, for those of you that maybe weren't listening, Jay Glazer says that the Miami Dolphins are the team to beat when it comes to the trade for Watson right now.
Previously, you reported that Miami was interested in trading for Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson. What is the latest on that?
They're still very heavily engaged with trade talks to the Miami Dolphins. What I'm told this week is that another team actually called up just to inquire, and the message the Texans are giving off of, you've got to beat Miami's offer. So it looks like it's all heading toward that way. And I do also know that they're looking still for at least three first-round picks plus two additional picks for Deshaun Watson.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. And Miami is the lead dog. Ian Rappaport, by the way, also was reporting on the trade for the Miami Dolphins and where the Dolphins and Watson actually stand.
As of right now, Deshaun Watson is still a member of the Houston Texans, but There is a good chance that is not the case by the time the November 2nd trade deadline rolls around. I'm told that the Houston Texans have been engaged with multiple teams. I know there was a report last week about the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins do have some interest. Obviously, there has been some dialogue with the Houston Texans, but they are not alone. Another team to watch, the Carolina Panthers. They have not been shy about making a trade. As GM Scott Fitter once said, they want to be in every trade. I would expect them to have conversations as well. There may be other teams. The Eagles have been another team that have been rumored to be interested in Deshaun Watson. And then, of course, there are several other factors. His legal situation is, as yet, right now, unresolved. That is another factor to consider, and we should also add, if a team does trade for Deshaun Watson, who's in good shape and ready to play right now, the indications from the NFL is that he would not be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, because that is essentially if you have been charged with a violent crime or a felony, that does not appear right now to apply to Deshaun Watson. So the belief is he would be eligible to play immediately upon trade.
So I don't know if that's true or not, because I heard somebody else report that he still could be put on the commissioner's exempt list if they really wanted to. I have no idea, man. This thing goes back and forth, and the message that you're going to send to your fan base and to women, because it's going to be an uneasy situation. Now, you know, listen, again, we have the Neanderthal world of football. So there's a certain section of fans that don't care if he committed a crime or if he assaulted women or kids or whatever. Oh, wow, can you make my football team better? Then, yeah, let's go. That's kind of the thing that goes with it. But I just wonder, you're going from a guy, and I know that Deshaun Watson is already considered an elite quarterback. I get that. I understand. The guy is a baller. There's no doubt about that. I've watched it from his days at Clemson. He was the best player on the field when Clemson and Alabama met. Both times, he was the best player on the field. So I get, I know he's better than Tua. I understand all of that. But man, how are you not uneasy about what's going on and the issues that he's involved with all these women? I mean, this is a predator, is what he is. Crazy. Rich V says Carolina. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. But it's funny because you brought that up. Yesterday, I learned that my latest adopted dog, Bono, is a Carolina dog mix. He's such a sweet dog. And he has like a different look. And we were trying to guess what he is because we knew he was a little mixed, but he's a Carolina dog that's mixed, actually. And he's just an angel. So somebody that, Rich V, you brought up Carolina, that's what came to mind, that we discovered that Bono is a Carolina dog mix. Sweet, sweet dog, man. It's nothing like adopting a dog. It's so good. It's such a great feeling to adopt dogs. It is awesome, man. And especially when you're giving them that home and that love, like we do here in our house. It's pretty awesome, man. Pretty awesome. Big O, are you looking for friends? Yeah, we need lots of friends. I always want friends in life. Why not? I hope that we have lots of friends here on the show. So, yeah, always looking for friends. And I'm looking for friends to smash the like button. It's very, very important to smash the like button for this friend here. Chris Adams says, oh, and thank you for the love on Super Chat, Chris. Says, oh, it's not about the fans stink about Deshaun Watson on what he did or didn't do. It's the owner, and it's going to happen for better or for worse. Sucks. Yeah. But it just puts the organization in such a terrible light. You go from a kid that has the potential to be a franchise quarterback, I truly believe, and an exceptional character, to a guy now that has a very questionable character, but obviously an exceptional quarterback. And you've kind of, all of a sudden, one guy you never have to worry about. The other guy, now we're going to have to always worry about him. And he's in South Florida, dude. Jason Romero giving us a little love on the Super Chat. Thank you, sir. Says, Big O, Jay Fiedler got to play on the teams that Dan Marino deserved. In regards to Tua and Watson, bet on the Dolphins' brain trust to get it wrong. Well, Jason, right now, I can understand why people wouldn't have any confidence in the front office or the head coach, because they're 1-6. Nobody looks good. Personnel's not looking good. Coaching's not looking good. Players aren't looking good. The season is done. It's over. And there's nothing for us to look forward to now. We can't even look forward to the development of Tua. It doesn't matter what Tua does. How screwed up is that now? So they're not going to the playoffs. They're not going to challenge for any kind of playoff position. They're not going to have a winning season. They're going to have a terrible season. You don't even know what you're building for next year. I have no idea who's going to be here, who's not, what players are going to be here, what players aren't. I hate this, man. I felt like we were making some progress, and, you know, you're watching the building of it all step by step. I was excited about this. This is just like taking all the... I'm so disgusted. I just am. John Russell says, Big O, would you lose any respect for the Dolphins if they go for Watson? Yes, I am. I am going to lose some respect for them. Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah. Until I find out the entire story about what's going on with Watson, I don't know if we ever will. I'm always going to be uneasy about that. Like, you traded for an absolute, you know, dirty character. for a guy that has an impeccable character and has the ability to be good. And yet, yeah, I get it. You're trading for a guy that can be great, but he also could be found guilty. I mean, this thing could become a bigger mess. You know that, right? You give up all the picks. What if he's found guilty? What about if he has to, by some weird chance, he is found guilty that he serves jail time? And so he's got to serve jail time, and then he's also got to serve a suspension when he gets out of jail? You're going to look like an idiot. And as I told Omar, there's not going to be any kind of, contingencies on the draft, on the trade. Oh, well, no, if he's found guilty, you got to give us back these picks. No, dude, they're going to make you take him as is, period. And we don't have a lot of luck as the Dolphin Nation. I mean, we can't get this team back on track to win. We can't be happy with a front office and a coaching staff. We can't find a quarterback that we want to keep here and actually play well. They never go to the playoffs. Please don't tell me that they go once every 7, 8, 9 years. I don't care. That's never, basically. If you have sex once a month, you have no sex life. I don't care if you did it 12 times a year. That's not a sex life. You know what I'm saying? Big O, it's heartbreaking. We believed in the plan, and we lose the QB. We have, but we're going to have to watch another slow train wreck as fans. But wins cures all, and people forget easy when you do. Hey, man, listen, I would love to see the Dolphins win. Nothing would make me happier to see the Dolphins win. It would make me really happy because I know there's a lot of us out there that have been suffering all over the world following this team. And doing this show, you know, we get to connect with people all over the world, man. I mean, there's a gentleman in Argentina watching and supporting the hell out of the show. And thank you again, sir. Hell of a donation to the program. Thank you. And we're all suffering, man. That poor man in Argentina's got his son involved in the Dolphins. And we know we're supposed to take care of our kids. Not torture them. Bus to Live says, keep Tua for insurance if we get Watson. Do you know, Bus to Live, do you know how disastrous that would be? You give up 400 picks to acquire one guy, and then you keep the other guy you drafted at number 5 overall to be a backup? I don't think that's going to work. And I don't think you're going to keep Lee Steinberg. You know, I don't know how Lee Steinberg hasn't blown up yet. Seriously, I have no idea how the man has not actually exploded. All right. If you want to get in, 855-912-1056 is the text line. I haven't given the text line yet today. 855-912-1056. We're going to read your text in hour number 3. To start off hour number 3, we will read your text. So get them ready at 855-912-1056. Chris Adams, once again, thank you, sir. On the Super Chat, he says, it's almost like we're suffering so much that they're going to make us want the other QB, but Tua is so good, they can't blame him even when they are. Like I said to start the show, wherever he gets traded, it will become my second favorite team, and I will root for the kid to have success. Obviously, if he plays the Dolphins, I want him to throw 10 interceptions, but I have become, and let me tell you something, you know, it's strange because I wasn't a Tua guy because of the injuries. You all know that. If you follow the show throughout the offseason that year, I I learned my lesson with the Devontae Parker thing. You know, I try not to make the same mistake twice or three or four times. Once in a while, I may do it, and I'm not perfect. But I love Devontae Parker coming out of Louisville. So talented. And he did have a foot injury at Louisville. But he... I'm not talking to you, Jesus. That woman is always butting in. And so I was a big Devontae Parker fan. I love this talent. And there's no doubt that he could have been a great receiver, but forget about it. You can't be a great receiver if you're always injured. And I kind of learned my lesson then, and I said, yeah, no more with the injury-prone guys. I'm not drafting any of those guys ever again. You know, at least for me, not that I'm drafting them, but I'm saying when I look at players and I tell you who I like, I'm probably going to shy away from the injury-prone players. And that's the only reason I held back on Tua. And then when the team drafted him, okay, all right, I get it. Because I do like him as a quarterback. I think he can play in this league. But I do worry about his durability. It's weird. And anybody knows Chase and Pitts were my guys. And let me tell you something. I'm not here to tell you that Jalen Waddle's not good. Jalen Waddle would be kicking ass if he was playing for Andy Reid. If he's playing for Sean Payton. You know, if he's playing for Kyle Shanahan, if he's playing for like a real coordinator that knows how to get the max out of people, then yeah. If he's playing in Arizona with Kingsbury and that offense, I would see him averaging 16, 17, 18 yards a catch, guaranteed. But in this shithole, what are you going to do? It's not his fault. I don't blame Tua. Because he's in a shithole. I don't blame Jalen Waddle because he's in a shithole. I don't blame Gesicki because he's in a shithole. You know, there are some players that are pretty good, but it's the situation that they're in brings them down. The coaching staff that they have absolutely neuters them. And that's the problem on this team. More than anything else, it's the coaching staff that has hurt these players. And I don't know what happens after this Bills massacre on Sunday. Notice this week, I never told you who I thought would win, or I didn't even want to get to that point. You know why? Because I was going to pick the Falcons. And I didn't even want to pick the Falcons this week. I didn't even touch the games at all. I just stayed away from it. Points, picking it. You know, I've had fun the first few weeks and picking the Dolphins and all that. And it's just, I've lost all confidence in this team. Sucks, man. Absolutely feels terrible. By the way, let's go over our picks. In the NFL slate, we did pretty good, Sean. This week we needed it because we were in the hole. We needed to climb out of that hole. We came into the week at 16-22-1. So obviously, you do the math. We're six games under 500. So we told you to take Tennessee +4 against KC. I've been telling you for weeks that KC is not a good team. And now they've got a losing record. They got trounced by Tennessee 27-3. Oh, by the way, Justin Herbert does not get credit anymore for that win because he didn't beat a good team. KC's not a good team. Ah. Anyway, I told you Tennessee +4, and Tennessee won by a mile 27-3. So we went 1-0 on that one. We told you Raiders -3. And again, they ended up winning 33-22. And we told you to lay the money on the Raiders money line, which was -150. I didn't care. I felt really good about it. We're 3-0 after the 33-22 win. Then last night, we told you go Colts +4. And Indiana defeated the Niners 30-28. So they ended up winning 34 to 28. So we went 4-0 this week in the NFL slate. We needed that badly, dude. So now we're 22-1. Now we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We can start to maybe climb out of this thing. Although this tonight, Saints are favored by 4. The over and under with the Seahawks and the Saints is 41.5. Saints are minus 210 on the money line, and the Seahawks are plus 176. Now, it is in Seattle, and we are not talking about, you know, we're not talking about a great quarterback on the Seahawks side in Geno Smith. And I know that I'm kind of taking a gamble on the Saints side, but I'm actually going to lay the points on this one because I think the Saints defense is going to cause some issues for the Seahawks offense and maybe a turnover or two. So I think the Saints are going to win by a touchdown easily in this game. So I am going to lay the 4 points, and I'll go New Orleans minus 4 at Seattle this week. Or tonight on Monday Night Football. So that is my selection. All right? There you go. NFL slate, baby. What do we have here? Tua doesn't get credit for anything because he hasn't beaten anyone good. Joking of argument on Herbert. Well, he beat the Rams last year, sir. I'm not sure if you knew that. They're pretty good. Beat Arizona also last year. He beat Herbert straight up last year also. So, you know, that's all right. But I'm just saying, you know, you got to have I need to see you perform under chaos and win in big moments and stuff like that. So, we'll eventually Herbert will be in those positions and we'll find out. Just can't speed this thing up. You can't hurry. You can't rush it. Mr. Spock says Boyer equals Tom Olivadotti 2.0 with zone schemes. Just awful on third down. No consistent pressure on QB. Defense can't get off the field. Why does Boyer still have a job? Wonder why Flores doesn't call D. Again, this is all on don't pick on Josh Boyer. Don't pick on Jean-Pierre. Don't pick on the 87 coordinators you have. It's all flow. All rivers flow to Brian. That's what it is. I'm telling you, there is no bigger problem in the organization right now than Brian Flores and his coaching staff. Brian Flores and his coaching staff are the ultimate cock blockers in the relationship. You know, when you go with a friend and you're trying to hit on some girl and your buddy doesn't notice it and he comes in and he makes a jerk of himself and whatever, and it turns off the chick and she walks away, and you turn to your buddy and you go, dude, why do you gotta be such an asshole? I was, you know, rapping with this girl, man. I was making some headway. Now she sees I'm associated with your sorry ass, and now I'm done. Cock blocker. Well, there you go. Flo and his staff are the cock blockers to actually improving this team. They're not stopping you from getting laid, but they're stopping you from watching a better football team out there because there's no way in hell everybody's bad on this team. And you know what's you want to laugh? Just like you're watching other players leave from here, that's what's going to happen next season. Next season, we're going to watch several players that were on this team go elsewhere, and they're going to be playing a hell of a lot better. And we're going to go, well, wait a minute. How come he didn't play like that here? Well, yeah, that's right, because he's got Flo and the staff. Biggest effing problem on this team is Brian Flores and that weak-ass staff. So, you never blame Tua for anything. We get it. I said yesterday he threw two stupid interceptions. I don't know what you want me to tell you. If you listen to the podcast or listen to the post game, I said he made two stupid interceptions yesterday. So we do criticize him, but we're pretty realistic. He's not the problem on that offense. Tua's way more competent than Flo, way more confident than all the offensive coordinators, way more competent than the offensive line, way more competent than all of his receivers, basically. So, you know, but that's the reality. If you don't want to face it, it is what it is. Greer and Flores hired high school coaches. Yeah. Yeah. Not Greer, Flores. Greer doesn't hire the coaches. Greer doesn't control who stays on the 53-man roster. That's Flo's job. So don't blame – Greer gets – you want to blame Greer for something? Hiring Flo. And that's – in the end, I think that's what may end up costing him his job. He picked the wrong coach. That's what I think is going to end up costing everybody their jobs, unfortunately. Because I don't see Flo showing me any answers. He, you know, expectations is a whole different monster now. It's cutesy when you're building a team that has nothing and you have no expectations. But once you have expectations, if Tua was the Carolina QB, they would be a playoff team. They would be in much better shape, that's for sure. DJ Gallagher says, Big O is pretty fair on the assessment. First one to jump on the coaching staff before anybody. I mean, it's obvious. I'm not breaking any news here. If you all can't see how bad this coaching staff is, how much they're failing players, I can't help you. You know? Because that's, I find it unfair that we're picking on a lot of the young players when we're watching veteran players screw up all over the place and underperform. And that falls on the coaching staff. And when I'm watching constant mistakes, you know, if Austin Jackson keeps making mistakes on the O-line, but your stupid ass keeps playing him, I can't help you. If Albert Wilson does nothing for you, but your dumb ass keeps him on the roster every week, I can't do anything for you, dude. I can't help you. And if you want to keep playing Malcolm Brown like he's the answer when he's not, I can't help you. And when you don't find a way to make it work with Fitz and you have to bring in Brissett, I can't help you. And when you want to push out Kyle Van Noy and you don't have a replacement, I can't help you. When you decide that you'd rather have the offensive linemen, the young guys that are unproven, over Eric Flowers, I can't help you. Flo has made his bed, dude. And it's polluted. Nothing has failed more this team than that weak-ass, clown-ass coaching staff. How Mac Hollins has not been a bigger part. How Mac Hollins is not your number two wide receiver. Yes, listen to me. It's Jalen Waddle. And then Mac Hollins. And how he has not been your number two wide receiver, I don't know. I can't help you. I can't help you. You want to keep playing Justin Coleman? You go ahead. Just saying, man. There's too much shit going on to just lazily say it's all the players. Sometimes you just have a bad staff that doesn't know how to get the most out of players, to prepare them. And that's what's going on right now. Flo has no coaching staff. That's his biggest problem right now. The Fitz decision was necessary, in my opinion. Everything else, however, you are 100% right. Yeah, but my point is the GM brought in Fitz. So the head coach's decision is to go with Brissett. So if you're going to get rid of Fitz, well, then bring in somebody competent, bro. You brought in your ex-buddy from New England. What was the other guy, the defensive lineman I saw early in the game? Where was it? What's that D lineman that I saw that was kind of a clown show on one of the plays? Oh, man. Let me see. You know what? I can pull it up here and I'll get it right away. But yesterday it was another guy that I saw completely whiff. Butler, Adam Butler. That's it. Thank you, Joseph Rodriguez. Thank you, my brother. Much love. I appreciate you, man. Adam Butler is the kid's name. I'm pretty sure I'm going to look up his first name, but I'm sure it's, yeah, it is. Adam Butler whiffed completely. And what is he? A former Patriot. You think that's Greer? Nothing has failed more than Flo and his staff. Nothing. Nothing. Bunch of Adam Butlers are coming in. Thank you. Thank you all out there. You guys are just absolutely amazing. Appreciate it. And don't forget, please smash the like button. Okay. And if you want to make a donation, Cash App or Venmo, Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Mr. Spock says Preston Williams, after that drop pass, laughed it off like the Finns were up by 30 points. That just shows some players don't care about winning and are here for a paycheck. Let me give you, you know what, I'm gonna elaborate a little bit on that one. Let's do this really quick. Let's take a really short break here, and let's get ready for hour number three. We will read your text too, 855-912-1056. We'll do that to start off hour number three right here on the Big O Radio Show.